good this morning?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you over traffic.
I tell y'all doing good this morning.
It's always a good day to lift up Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Hey, would you like a Bible study? Would you like to study the Bible with us?
A Bible study?
Yeah.
Now, we don't Bible study with false teachers, but we do spread the truth to people.
How are you going to convert to false teachers if you don't study with them?
Well, but we wouldn't unite to you. You must be like an elder, leader, one of the men here?
No, I'm just a teacher.
You
did? I just...
A deacon? Yeah, okay, so you're one of leadership. Folks, you're being deceived by the Church of Christ. Christ did not start water baptism regeneration. Of course we water baptize in obedience. Christ didn't start Sunday is the Lord's Day. That's a Roman Catholic lie. Some of the Church of Christ practice pagan holidays. I don't know about you guys. That's a lie. Worldliness, dressing like the world. Women are to cover their heads before a holy God. The Church of Christ is a compromised, man-made tradition. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows you for free why your gospel is false, your worldly, your compromise. We totally agree with non-instrumental music, but yet I know every Church of Christ person I know goes and listens to worldly music or instrumental music. Church of Christ people I know are political. They're into sports. They're into politics. They're into entertainment. Sir, you're shaking your head. Your house isn't in order. Your wife's supposed to cover her head, sir. Did you know that? Your founders actually taught that.
Where's that at?
Campbell actually taught that.
Where's that at in the Bible?
Do you know that, folks? Unless your heart is pricked by the Holy Spirit, and then you desire all truth. Here's the charge. Here's the charge. If your heart is pricked by the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit of truth, John 16, leads you to all truth, it says. And you don't stop short. You've got a few things right. You don't have a pagan male phallic symbol on your roof. Maybe you don't do certain things that the evangelicals and the Catholics do. But you would keep going in truth. Ma'am, don't be a feminist, ma'am. You're not supposed to rebuke men, and your head's supposed to be covered, ma'am. Why are you wearing jewelry and makeup?
Her head is covered.
Her head is not covered. Your head is to be uncovered. Why is you have hair on your head? No answer.
I've got short hair.
No answer.
I've got short hair just like
she has short hair. Hair is not the covering, sir. It's a cloth veil. It's why I won't study the Word of God with you, because you're void of the truth of God. You're in compromise and man-made religion. Jesus, Holy Spirit, beckons you to all truth, not compromise. By the way, audio and video will be going up. Audio and video will be going up on our testing, and you guys will be exposed on the internet.
I would invite you to a Bible study.
No, sir, I can't Bible study with false teachers. I preach the word to seekers. You aren't seekers. If you're in here,
how are you going to teach me without the word?
Sir, you can email me.
The word is lies.
You just lied about head coverings. There you go. Let's do a Bible study. Acts 10. How did Cornelius have the Holy Spirit without water baptism? How did Cornelius have the Holy Spirit without water baptism in Acts 10? Let's have a Bible study. Acts 10. Cornelius has the Holy Spirit before water baptism. Would you like to explain that? Cornelius has the Holy Spirit before water baptism. You say water baptism saves you with the Holy Spirit. Give an answer to that. It's on video.
I want to study with you, but it will be on.
Give an answer for Acts 10. Give an answer for Acts 10, showing your heart and your desire for truth. There you go. He's coming to rescue him. He can't answer their false doctrine. Their false doctrine and their false man-made religion. Jesus is coming in flaming fire. Sir, repent. Come out of your worldliness. Have they told you? Sir, are you a seeker here? Have they told you you can't live like the world? Have they told you you've got to repent of every false way? Have they told you you've got to come out of man-made religion? Have they told you that, sir? Test yourself to the Holy Scriptures. Take out your man earrings. Take off your worldliness, sir. Repent to Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. Don't let these compromised men deceive you. You can't seek Christ and be like the world. You can't follow man-made religion and claim to be of a holy God. Ma'am, they haven't called you out of the world. They teach lies and false doctrine. Ma'am, is jewelry pride and vanity? Is an uncovered head unbiblical? Is showing your body off wickedness? Is teaching false doctrine like water baptism, regeneration of God? Is teaching Sunday is the Lord's day, which is a lie? Sir, you're an old man like me. Bring your Bible. Show me where Sunday is the Lord's day. You're lying before a holy God, and I'm calling you out. 1 Timothy 5:20, publicly rebuke those that are in sin. Lies in the church of Christ must be called out. Repent and seek the kingdom of God, neighbors. Our testing will show it all. How are you doing, young man?
Hey, if I could grow a beard like that, I would too.
Doing all right? Are you with the Church of Christ?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Would you like a gospel card?
Yeah, I would.
We'll show you why at our testing. We're going to have audio and video up of our testing of why the Church of Christ is just another man-made religion.
Yeah.
I just asked one of your deacons, you teach water baptism regeneration.
Oh, what's that?
That's what the Church of Christ teaches.
What's the regeneration part?
And in Acts 10, this is what I want you to go ponder and think about.
Yeah.
In Acts 10, Cornelius has the Holy Spirit before he's water baptized. So the doctrine they teach, we teach water baptism, but it's not efficacious. It does not save you. It does not infuse you with the Holy Spirit. That's what Campbell and the Church of Christ teach. They also teach that Sunday is the Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Bible verse that says Sunday is the new Lord's Day.
Yeah, it's kind of like Christmas, right? Like Christmas.
Do they do Christmas, Easter, Good Friday?
No.
They didn't do any of that here.
No. But it's kind of like that, right? You
know, some of the Church of Christ do, but can you give me a Bible verse?
Well, we don't do that.
No, on Sunday is the Lord's Day. You call it the Lord's Day.
Oh, just the Sabbath day?
Where has it been made the new Sabbath day? In the Bible.
Oh, so is that
we're not Sabbatarians either. We're resting in Christ. But where you call Sunday the Lord's Day, sir? Where is that in the Bible?
I don't know if it's if it says like the Lord's Day, but
it's a man-made tradition from the Roman Catholics.
Please don't touch me.
It's a man-made tradition from the Roman Catholics. Okay, we'll leave it right there. You're right. I won't. I tried to entreat you, but I won't. So
yeah, no, that's fine. I just want to know.
Calling out the biblical gospel: repent and come out of the world. Turn yourself from your sin. Water baptism regeneration is a lie before a holy God. Sunday is the Lord's Day is a lie before a holy God. Look up our testing at don'tperish.com. It shows you why. Sir, I'm done talking to you. Thank you. Sunday is not the Lord's Day.
You want to talk to anyone else?
All of your false religion is not going to save you. Mark 7, Jesus said, for the keeping of your man-made traditions, you worship God in vain. We're going to have audio and video up later today of this church to mark and warn people about your false ways.
You
turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God in righteousness.
This is going to be online. You did touch me.
Yes, I'll put that on there.
Okay. I just want
absolutely
to make sure that
the whole video going if she has it on video.
With your name.
Did you have that on video?
The touching me? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. You could show the police that I put my finger on you as I tried to entreat you to the word of God. No problem, sir. I could see you're a wicked worker in your worldliness and your carnality. We can see that, sir. We love you, but we see what a wicked worker you are as he's dancing as he walks away. Yeah, we got that type of people here, dancing in worldliness, teaching false doctrines. We asked the men. He wanted a Bible study with me. One of the men wants a Bible study with me. I asked them, how did Cornelius have the Holy Spirit in Acts 10 before water baptism? They can't give an answer. I asked them, where is Sunday the Lord's Day in the Bible? They can't answer. I asked them why their women don't cover their heads and wear makeup and jewelry. They can't answer that. Yet their founder taught women to cover their heads. He had a couple things right. Church of Christ following worldly ways outside of their building system, but not following Christ in spirit and truth. Our testing will mark this church and the Church of Christ, audio and video. I've seen a couple of your men come out already, void of the truth of God. Do not be deceived, neighbors. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're sowing to false man-made religion. Has the gospel you received called you out of the world completely? In how you act, talk, live, dress, spend your time, spend your money? No. Every Church of Christ person I know is worldly. Sir, you're an old man laughing. The truth of God is not funny, sir.
You are.
The truth of God is not funny, sir. You're probably the type of guy, the Church of Christ, or the type of people that do politics. They like sports. They like entertainment. Sir, you're shaking your head. You're part of the cultural fashion. Who told you to put a tie on? Did Jesus tell you to put a tie on, sir? Did Jesus tell you to put a tie on? Did Jesus tell you to drive and dress in pride and vanity? Did Jesus tell you to have their women show their hair off? If you have a wife, why does she wear makeup and jewelry?
See, you don't want a discussion. You just want to preach.
I came here to preach. I didn't interrupt your preaching.
Okay.
Acts 10. Okay. How does Cornelius have the Spirit before water baptism?
Because there were two baptisms of the Holy Spirit. The first one was on the
two baptisms of the Holy Spirit.
There were only two.
Really?
Exactly.
Ah, that's how you made that doctrine up too, didn't you?
No, sir.
You made that doctrine up. How about Sunday's the Lord's Day? What Bible verse teaches that? You're on video, come on. Where is Sunday is the Lord's Day in the Scripture, sir? Where is it? Where is it? Why would we adorn with jewelry and makeup? Is that pride and vanity that's an abomination before God? You have no answers, sir. We're proving it today. You have no answers in the Word of God. We proved it today. A bunch of wells without water that cannot answer for the truth of God, cannot stand in holiness, goodness, truth, and righteousness. God did not ordain Sunday as the Lord's Day, folks. Why are you following it? God didn't ordain water regeneration baptism. God didn't ordain your Church of Christ name and building. God didn't ordain many of the false ways. I went over them on the testing. Look it up. Go to the Scriptures. Be transformed, be made new by the truth of God. Come out of every false way. Forsake your sin and live. Live in your sin and die. Go read Romans 6. Paul is very clear on that. All right, so most of them have left, I believe. A couple men came up. I asked them some questions about Acts 10, why Cornelius had the Holy Spirit before water baptism. The one guy invited us to Bible study, and I said, I don't Bible study with false teachers. If someone's a seeker, I'll Bible study with them. I don't consider a Church of Christ deacon a seeker unless he emails me and says, wow, I'm seeing things I got to study out. He couldn't give an answer. He couldn't give an answer about why they wear makeup and jewelry and all their false ways, why they keep Sunday as the Lord's Day. It's very sad, and it's very telling of American churchianity. So at the beginning of this, or at the bottom on the audios, I went over all of the different areas of why they're unbiblical, why they're sinful, why they're outside the truth of Jesus Christ. And so you can test yourself there. The truth matters. Jesus said, this is where I'm going to leave this today, John 17:17, thy word is truth and thy truth sanctifies them. All right, be sanctified in the truth of God. You got to walk in it. You got to study it. You got to keep it. Practicing false man-made religion is not going to get you to the kingdom of God. Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Father, for letting us do this. Truth went out and will be on the internet for many years to come, Lord willing, to mark Church of Christ and help people to the saving of their souls.